Mobile.
XZ, good morning.
Isn't it Tuesday?
So I gotta be off Thursday, so I'm gonna work today.
Yes.
No, not at all. Now, where were you yesterday?
Back from Myrtle Beach.
Oh yeah, how'd that trip go?
Fantastic. Nice and warm. It wasn't busy down there. I didn't do nothing but sit by the camper on the ocean and in the pool. That was it. That's all we did.
Again, a fishing rod.
Didn't want to go fishing this time. I think he just wanted to play in the surf and in the sand with his brother, but nah. Shoot, I didn't catch a whole lot this time.
It's early about that. It's just about getting out and away.
You're right. It was wonderful. How was your weekend?
Relaxed. I had some company come in from Tennessee, and then after church Sunday, we all gathered in at my place, and my son-in-law had cooked a brisket, smoked a brisket, and we all dived into that thing.
Tell me about the brisket. How'd it turn out?
Fantastic. You know, that's that espresso coffee rub. And that's about all he does anymore.
You find something that works. Ain't no need to change.
Brisket down pat, man. That thing is tender inside. I mean, heat, man. That's the best brisket I've ever had.
Makes me want to try one. I don't know. I still worry about it, because if I don't do it right, I know it won't turn out good.
So I don't know that you could hurt it so bad that you wouldn't eat it.
And I'm pretty sure I'd probably eat it. It might not be as tender or as well as showing for a brisket as it probably could be. But I'm going to try it one day.
Did you text you his recipe, if he'll give it to me? You know, some people finicky about stuff like that. I don't know that he is.
Time and temperatures and stuff is probably the way to go. I'm sure that has a lot to do with it.
He smokes it for so long and then puts it in tin foil and cooks it the rest of the way. Man, that thing's good.
For the first time I did pulled pork, you know, I followed a recipe online, and I think it only had you cook it up to like 190 or something like that. And that thing was tough. It wouldn't pull apart. And I went to work, and I was telling a guy, he used to do competition barbecues, and he was finally telling me, you know, you need to get it up to, I think it was about 205. He said, all that tissue starts coming apart. He said, you'll notice a huge difference. And when I finally started doing that, it's crazy how much difference that amount of temperature made on that pulled pork. It's along the years, like another guy I work with, he told me he wraps his in a towel, and then sticks it in a cooler for a while to let it rest. And that works pretty good. You ever watch the YouTube channel, How to Barbecue, right?
I've watched a bunch of barbecuing videos. I watched that Kent Rollins, the cowboy cooking. I have just about ordered his book. But I like his stuff. You know, I did that smoked meatloaf based on his video.
Some good stuff on that big old cast iron oven. But I'll send you a link to, I think the guy's name's Malcolm Reynolds or whatnot. But man, he does some awesome stuff with barbecue. A buddy of mine brought me one of my employees brought me some of his, I don't remember what he called it, but it's basically the piece you cut bacon off of. Same piece, but he barbecued it and everything else and chopped it up. Man, those things were so good. God, it was awesome.
You talking about pork belly fat?
pork bellies, and then he cubed them up, and then added the seasonings and barbecues, smoked them and everything else, and they were just wonderful.
One there that I've watched, Hussey, he cooks on a Blackstone grill at Flat Grill. He has some pretty interesting recipes.
Now stuff like that on the grill. Can't remember one I watched recently. I gotta get me a big old, I want one of them nice Lodge cast iron griddles to go on my smoker or my charcoal grill, and just watching recipes for smash burgers and stuff. And I was watching a recipe for that, and I was like, man, I need to get one of those. That way you can get it real hot, and then just get the burgers on there and smash them down real fast. And they get kind of crunchy on the outside. They look really good.
Kind of texture.
KN4TFW Mobile.
Good morning, guys. You're making me wish it was lunchtime already.
Time to get you a biscuit.
Yes, I got for lunch. Ain't seem like it's going to be hitting on much now.
Well, I got the sandwich. I ain't got a burger or nothing. She's going to Pigeon Forge with her mama. I think I'm going to get her to pick up. It's not cast iron. I think it's something to do with steel or something like that. I can't remember it, but it's nice, big, flat, and it has a little bit of an edge to it for a griddle.
Get one of those at Lodge's outlet across from Smoky Mountain Knife Works. You know, they got seconds there. We picked up five or six items, and I picked up Ed a pan or Dutch oven. So they've got those griddles, what you're talking about there.
Put your hands on one of those that are in the back of it. And, shoot, I can't remember. It was not last year, year before last. And I didn't know what was in it, and I'd never been in there, and I saw all the, you know, the stuff that's not quite good enough to sell. And I got some nice, big, flat bacon presses, and they're cast iron, so they're really heavy. They work phenomenal.
We have gone solely to cooking our bacon in the oven, and it is spectacular. You don't have near the mess.
Easier too, but my wife, she just does not want me to cook in the oven. I don't know what it is, but she just don't like it. The weekend since I was gone.
I'm just quiet. I just cut the grass on Saturday and laid around. Played a little bit on HF. Conditions weren't real good, but I managed to squeak out about 22, 23 contacts.
In contact the whole time I was at the beach. So noisy down there. But I gotta play on the radio, so that's what matters.
So one by one calls out there in Kansas. I mean, it was unbelievable how many there was. You so party, but there was just a bunch of, I guess maybe special event stations. They didn't identify as that, but they all had a three or one by one call.
Mike, you don't do much on HF, do you? You tend to stay on 2 meters?
At home, I don't have time. I've got, I just got a barrel list of stuff to do.
Man, shoot, I've been trying to email some people. I'm trying to find somebody that'll, I guess it'd be an Elmer for Morse code, and I haven't quite nailed anybody down yet.
On that.
Okay, at slow speeds, you know, 5 to 7 and 7.5 miles word per minute. Still listening to the Whiskey One Alpha Whiskey files and stuff like that. I do okay, but you start getting much faster than that, and I start losing track. But the hardest part's really getting on the air and learning it, and that's where I'm having issues. So I don't want to just jump in there both feet, and I can't. and you really don't want to come back to somebody at a slower speed than what they're calling. And most people are 10 words a minute or more, so. There's this wheeze, though. It looks like, I mean, I don't know, maybe it just happened to happen, but the KNX wasn't bad, but the other one, the SFI, I think it is, it was almost up. It was 90-something. I think over 100, you start getting some decent propagation. Not before long. Going to the Shelby Ham Fest or not?
Birthday this weekend, I can't.
Saturday, but I think I might ride up there Sunday, just see if anything's left over. Good deal on something somebody couldn't get rid of.
Wanted if they couldn't get rid of it.
You might be right. It still got my mind. I wouldn't mind getting the Zygu with the little screen on the front of it. That's the hardest thing I've got, like whenever I was down at the beach. I don't have any kind of pan adapter, so you're just scrolling around, and on top of the noise that I get down there, it makes it hard to find good signals and stuff.
I don't have a waterfall or anything. I just have to scroll around, but I like it that way.
Too, but man, that 7300's got me spoiled.
Kilo in the 4HRA whiskey. Good morning, gentlemen. I usually listen to y'all a good bit. I start my route. I drive a truck for a living in Greenville. Start my route every morning about this time. Heard y'all talking about Ham Fest. Are they still planning on having the Spartanburg Ham Fest next weekend?
Spartanburg, I know the Shelby one is this weekend.
Yeah, I knew it. But the Blue Ridge Ham Club, which I think owns this repeater, at one time, they was going to be having it's called the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Ham Fest, I think, but most people call it the Spartanburg because it's over at Spartanburg Firegrounds. But they had planned on having it this weekend, next weekend after Shelby. But I can't remember, I didn't see anything, didn't know if COVID might have canceled it or what.
But I'm going to have to find out now.
Some kind of announcement over this repeater about it.
You know, wishing I ain't been on the nets neither, but that will be, I might have to try to get in on the net and make a comment on that just to see. Now, it was on the website that it was going to be next weekend, but there ain't no one really broadcasting it. It ain't listed on AWRL, so they may not going to be doing it this year.
Do one, they definitely go through with it and they don't cancel it.
If you get on the internet, Google or whatever, Hamfest, AWRL, come up a little thing where you can search state to state. You search South Carolina. We're going to be having one at the Gaffney Ham Radio Club. We're going to be putting one on in October. I don't remember the exact date right now, but it's going to be in October. I want to think it's the third weekend in October. I might be wrong, but I think it's the third weekend in October in Gaffney. We had one for the last 3 years, and it's been pretty decent, so we're going to put another one on this year.
Good to me. I know if I ain't working, I'll be there. I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Hope y'all have a great day. Be safe out there on the road, and hope we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Y'all gentlemen have a good day. I didn't mean to come in here and break y'all up or anything. I was just trying to find out that. But we've enjoyed it. Have a good day. Be Kilo Victor 4HRA Whiskey, I'll be clear.
And take care. 7-3's to you. And have a safe day, KK4NXC. You guys have a good one, and I look forward to catching you again. And that new operator, just come on in here anytime. We welcome anybody. KN4TFW. So this weekend, Mike.
I'm busy. I'm supposed to go down to Lawrence, down about 20 minutes past Lawrence, and do some dove hunting this weekend. It's at a public field, and I've never done any good at a public field, so we'll see what happens.
Don't shoot at one out of your range.
This group of guys sitting around, everybody's shooting everything that moves. Last time I went, I shot a couple birds, and somebody else got up and got them. That was fine with me, but it's just organized chaos.
Not too much fun.
Ken, I'm going to have to get out of here. I hope you have a good one. Hope Susan's doing well. And you have a safe day. Enjoy your day, and we'll chat at you tomorrow morning, Lord willing. KK4NXC, sending 73s your way.
Have a good one. Tell Miss Shelley we said hey. And yeah, everybody's doing good over here. I'll try to catch you in the morning. KN4TFW. Four station. You still in here?
Yes, I am. Go ahead. Kilo Victor 4-H Ray Whiskey.
Yeah, name over here is Ken.
Nice to meet you there, Ken. Name over here is Damon.
One more time. I didn't catch it.
Name is Damon, D-A-M-O-N, Damon.
Yeah, Roger the Damon. Yeah, I'm headed, getting ready to jump on 85, headed north up there to Gossett Road.
Oh, me, where you working up there?
Not over there called Lubrizol.
Yeah, I know that very well. I work for a company called Republic Service. We haul your sludge and trash and stuff. I come in there every now and then and pick it up.
Ah, dang, I work there in the shipping and receiving. You ought to, maybe one day I'll swing by and see you. So you got a radio in your truck?
Yeah, I got a ID5100 ICOM that I use. Got the big screen and all that in there.
And, if I see the antenna on the truck.
Yeah, I got a low-profile antenna because it being a, tall and whacking trees, little magnet mount. I've had a mirror mount on here, and I just could not get the ground plane effect back in with the magnet mount. So I got a little magnet mount dual bander on there. It does pretty decent.
Do you have a schedule? You know when you're going out there or anything?
I don't. There's several guys that go out there. We got tablets and it's on my route. Sometimes they need extra help or whatever. They'll send me over to pick up the sludge or down there at the bottom, down there at the filter cake or whatever, you know, or the trash and stuff. But I really don't have a set schedule for over there.
Yeah, I've been out there about a year now.
Lieutenant Betty out there. I call her Lieutenant Betty or G.I. Joe or G.I. Jane, what we like to call her, the security guard. Now she's something else, ain't she?
Yeah, you're not going to get past her, that's for sure.
She is a nice woman. I ain't never had no problems with her. She's got that military training and stuff. Now, if she's married, I bet you she makes her husband walk the short line.
I don't know about that, but I know you'd be surprised how many drivers get turned away and escorted out because she won't let them in the gate.
Oh, yeah, she's a tough cookie now, I go in and tell you. She runs a tight ship over there, but she's a good woman. I've talked to her several times, you know, we joke, go on and stuff, and she seems to be a very nice lady. But like I said, she don't take no crap off nobody. I tell my wife about it, and she said, that sounds like somebody that's got control of her husband. I said, well, don't get no ideas now.
I hear you on that one. Yeah, she's really, really nice, and it always waves at you and that. So, I can't complain. She had a trainee with her last week. I guess she's thinking about taking some vacation time and going to be a trainee.
She's been there 15 years. I mean, I don't know how long she's been there, but I've been with this company going on 18 years. And as long as we've been servicing them, I don't remember how long it's been. I know she's been there for the last 10, for sure.
She's been out there. She actually works for another contract company.
that was also y'all's plant up, I don't even remember where it was at. Might have been Kentucky, maybe, Tennessee, I don't remember. It's up nothing toward up north more. It caught on fire, wasn't it?
There in Rockton, Illinois. Yeah, we owned it, went by a different name than that, but yeah, it was one of ours. It was a total loss.
I live up that way, right there in Spartanburg, a little place called Mayo, and right there outside of Chesney, firefighter. I pay attention to stuff like that, news and stuff, and I seen that come across there, and then I seen, you know, they said it was the vision of Lubrizol.
We're in the process now of looking at a bunch of stuff to change to make it a little bit, you know, less fire hazard and stuff like that. So we're trying to be proactive and do a bunch of stuff. So, you know, I can't knock them for that. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's good because if something big like that happens around there, my fire department will be responding, plus Chickie Springs and Converse, Cowpens, Whitney, all them fire departments. When something big happens right there on Gossett Road, we all kind of respond together. So. And I don't like surprises. A lot of them places have got a lot of surprises.
A lot of tanks out there, so we got, you know, there's a one section of the plant has got a foam system, and then we got some foam cannons for all of the tanks and everything. So we got, you know, we got some protection for it just in case, for sure.
And I might be wrong. I know that plant over there across from down the river down there, dang it, I know it is a Hertz Fibers, but they've changed the name of it several times. But anyway, they had their own fire brigade. I figured y'all probably have y'all's own fire brigade, don't you?
Like in one of the buildings, it's got a complete foam system. If you hit the foam system, it just foams the whole building. You know, and then out there by the tanks where, you know, some of the tanks, the stuff isn't really that flammable, but some of it is real flammable, and that, so we have the foam suppression systems, and that, you know, to buy you time to either get it out or to get out, and that, but, yeah, as far as a regular fire crew, we don't, and there's not as many people work there as what you think.
A lot just by looking at the parking lot and stuff, which y'all bet that new parking lot and all that. But and I see the ones that smoke, I guess they have to go come when you come in the gate right there. There's a little smoke in there, and I've seen several people I know working the bat back there. They all walk all the way up where the smoke.
Any place you can do it at on the whole premises and that, but they got about 100 acres of undeveloped. We're kind of hoping that we might get some of that business from that plant that burned down.
Yeah, that happens most of the time when something like that happens. You kind of pick up and get business like that.
Fences and mineral oils and stuff. And that we don't, out here we don't make anything that you would know by name per se, but about everything that we make goes in something that you use every day, for sure, from cosmetics to lotion, WD-40, STP, motor oil, you know, stuff to make diapers absorb water, just all kinds of stuff.
You know, I knew it was oils and grease and stuff, but I often wondered what it was.
Anything in there that you would recognize by name and that, but, you know, they make stuff that goes in, you know, windshield washer fluid and just all kinds of additives. They used to make additives that went in, like, high mileage oil filters that it broke down over time and added stuff to your oil and just all kinds of stuff. We ship a lot of stuff overseas. Just a little bit off of 290, you know where Whitey's Auto Auction is?
Yeah, you got good little ways in. Like I said, I live rather not too far from the plant, that plant. When I drive all the way to Malden, get a trash truck, to drive all the way back to Gaffney. Is that not crazy?
You must be loving all that construction.
Well, I actually most of the time, depending on day and time and all that, I'll get off right there at the Lubrizol exit and run my way over through John's Cafe and back around and grab 29 and run 29 up there. I've gotten tired of messing with that construction.
Telling me on that, and it's fortunately, you know, the construction starts right where I get off, so that makes it nice.
You ready to John's Cafe over there?
Out there before, but I've never eaten there, no.
Yeah, it's just right there next to you, right there close to your plant. Matter of fact, you can come out and make a left, like going back to the interstate, that gas station, that first gas station on the right, make a right, and they're down there on the left.
Like I said, I rarely leave the plant. I mean, I can leave for lunch, but I rarely leave the plant unless I gotta, you know, make a run to go pick up some parts or something like that.
Now, you see you shipping and receiving there. Do you unload the tank cars that come in there, too? The tanker trucks?
My office is in the shipping and receiving, but I work for the maintenance. I do all the spare parts and everything for all the work orders and stuff like that. I maintain all of that stuff. So I got some parts cabinets out there by the sludge, and I got some, you know, right down there behind the filter cake building there. There's a couple of, you know, truck trailers down there. I got parts in there, so I got parts everywhere on the plant.
I got you. Well, I hate to cut and run, but I'm pulling into my dump station over here. Get this first load off. I'll be out here to about 3:30, 4 o'clock. So, good little 11, 12 hours here. But anyway, enjoy the talking and enjoy your trip up to work and be safe. And maybe we'll spoke at you some other time. I don't know if you was going to Shelby or not, but I'll be up there in Shelby, so maybe I might run across you up there. Kilo Victor 4 H-Ray Whiskey, be clear after you.
I mean, good to meet you, and yeah, I'm here every morning at this time. I got about another 10 minutes out now, but and I'll be back on about maybe 4:15 this afternoon. So you have a good one, drive safe, and just join us any morning you want to. Just come on in here, KN4 TFW.
Hey, one thing right quick. What did you say your first name was?
Yeah, it's Ken, Kilo Echo November.
Copy that on the Ken. All right, Ken. Have yourself a good morning. Kilo with the 4-H-Ray Whiskey.
For HKX. Morning, Ken.
Yeah, good morning, Patrick. You should have jumped on in here with us.
I'm just getting rolling good. And I was listening to y'all talk there.
First time I ever got to talk to him.
First time I've heard his call sign on here.
Just jump on in there. So he lives up there not far from where I work at, and then he got to ride all the way down there to Malden and pick up a truck.
He's riding around all day.
Yeah, he picks up our dumpsters and our stuff out here at Lubrizol.
The other guys this morning?
Me and Andrew were on earlier.
Up early, dude.
He finished up early for sure.
Couldn't get back to you yesterday afternoon. I was in the dead spot. I heard you call out, but it wouldn't have done no good for me to try to answer.
Not much. The dead spot is, right?
Yeah, it's, I know right where it's at. It moves just a little bit, but not much. But it's a pretty good size blockade or interference, whatever you want to call it. There's something in the way.
It's probably that mountain.
Going home, I'm basically going right around the edge of it. So that's what makes it so big. Because I get up there and it turns diagonally across it.
Today.
go try to have a more productive day than yesterday.
I thought maybe you were going to watch the gas prices rise.
Oh, they're out of gas up here already.
Really? Dang, I can't believe that. I didn't really check this morning. I knew it was going to be a problem, so I went and filled everything up and got me an extra 5 gallons, and then I had Ingles points, so it only cost me $2.50 a gallon.
So, yesterday when I stopped to get diesel fuel, my normal time, yeah, all the gas pumps were out. Now we're talking about it online up here. It's just run out of gas at like 12 o'clock yesterday.
Antonio shut down their pipeline, and then all the ones out in the Gulf, they shut down. So, you know, no sense letting everybody buy gas for $2.50 a gallon when you can charge $3.50 a gallon.
Next in this adventure we're in.
Tell them what's going to be next.
Kind of curious to see if the truck drivers shut down like they've been talking about today.
I was talking with the guard. There's a tree down on the little road going around the plant, so I got to watch out for it.
Get it up before it starts raining.
That tree fell down and then just broke debris all over the road there.
For today.
Not too much. Stay under the radar. I don't have anything big planned, but I know they had a meeting yesterday afternoon late from all the visitors that we had over the weekend, so I'm sure there's probably a list of things to do that they haven't. They'll roll out today.
Be anything too bad.
Some kind of parts, though, right?
You won't be able to get them.
You're right about that. Everything is getting hard to get. I mean, even from, like, metal drums. You wouldn't have thought it, but, yeah, it's tough.
I was talking to my buddy that where I parked my tool truck up here. He owns an auto repair. And the parts guys was in there, the outside salesman, said they couldn't get brake rotors for Tahoes and Silverados right now.
Needless, it said that where we started it, you know, getting the parts just in time, and that nobody stocked anything. And now when you had something happen like started last year, now you're hosed. You can't get caught up.
Take years to get caught up, even when things do somewhat level out.
Yeah, well, bad as I hate to, I'm going to have to say 73. Hope you have an awesome day, and I'm going to go in here and get my party started. KN4 TFW.